Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Once again, folks, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at noon, high noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and we pack as much into 30 minutes as we can. I can get more than 30 minutes to do the show. I've been doing this show for the last probably 10 years, every Friday, no matter where I am, because it's on the Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G, Blog Talk Radio. And what that is a transmission of a voice over the airwaves. And so we have people that do listen in different parts of the world, like Felix out in Johannesburg, South Africa. Who taught? Hi, Felix. I know you're about 6 hours ahead of us. We have a lot of different people, but I have a lot of information that I'd like to cover today to make you be able to know which direction to take to be healthier. And let me just tell you a little bit about me. Number one, I mean, I'm really my favorite subject. I don't want to say it like that, but for me, talking about my favorite subject, me, the thing is that I have unending energy. I'm older than all of you. And let's say I'm older. I may not be wiser, but I'm older. And I do have more energy than anybody that I ever come across. And a lot of that I attribute to what's called Kangen water. The human body is 85% water. So the cells of the body, the organs, are bathed in this fluid, which is actually called interstitial fluid. But it's water. And the thing is that, water is the basis of life. Without water, nothing could survive, nothing could even live, nothing could be born. So let me go on, because I don't want to spend too much time on the wrong topic, okay? And please let the number to call in, or you know that if you're listening, and you know the number to call in, which is, doesn't matter what it is, I can't remember it right now. We'll come back to it in a minute. Okay, folks, listen. I have unending energy. I can dance all night. And depending upon two things, what the girl looks like that I dance with, and the other one is Latin music. That's my favorite music. That's what I like to dance to. And the thing is, my main homestead is in Homestead, South Florida. And I'm in New York City broadcasting today, and I should be broadcasting over the net. It's called, as you said, it's called Blog, B-L-O-G. And go online and you can see it. So, folks, how come, first of all, I can tell you unequivocally that I am, number one, older than all of you listening. But whoever's in the age category that I'm in, they just don't know. They don't know what direction to go, north, south, east, or west. So I'm sorry if I could help anybody like that. As long as there's life in a person, you can get more out of life. Okay, so one of the most detrimental things we have in our diets happens to be sugar. And also people that drink Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, and all those dark-colored sodas, manufacturers have to add phosphoric acid to make it a dark color. And folks, by the way, I don't read from a script because sometimes I jump over or I forget what I'm saying or something like that. But the point is that that dark color, that phosphoric acid, robs the bones of minerals. That's why fractures over the whole country are increasing more and more, because more and more people drink Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, all that kind of that stuff. I don't even want it in my house. It's not in my house. If anyone comes to visit me anywhere, they come into my office or my house, and I tell them, please leave that poison out in your car. Do not let any neighbors see that you're bringing Pepsi or Coke into my house. Okay? And by the way, there was a time in my life that I didn't drink Pepsi and Coke. Years and years and years ago, so I had all my youth and all my hormones and so forth to be able to overcome the harmful, whatever harm that soda was doing to me. But when I learned maybe 25, 30 years ago more about water, we really have to drink pure water. And by the way, all water in the world is totally contaminated. Totally. And what's added to it over the past number of years is a thing called fracking. F as in Frank, fracking. What fracking is that the petroleum industry is cracking through the Earth's crust, looking for more petroleum deposits and make more money. Okay, I want to make more money too, but I'm not going to make, and I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief. You'll follow that? Yeah. Understand? So if somebody else is going to be harmed by something, I'm not going to say do that. I say don't do it. So the thing is osteoporosis, weakening of the bones and fractures of hips and knees, especially in women over the whole world, but we're talking about America right now. And the thing is that more and more fractures are increasing. And the orthopedic guys are making more and more money. Well, good for them. But at the meantime, the point is that if only people do a simple little change and stop with the another thing I can tell you about sugar. Okay? Now, everything that we buy, every food product, everything we deal, anything at all, has sugar in it. The sugar is harmful
to the cells
in the body. That doesn't mean we can't have sugar. Even in my breakfast food, I use brown sugar, but whatever it is, too much sugar is not good because it creates a harmful environment in the body. So let me go back to the original script and take a quick look and see initially if I'm leaving anything out. But my handwriting is so atrocious that I can't even read it. I mean, I could read my writing, but it takes too long, and I scribble and I scratch some things. But I want to tell you something about talking about sugar. Sloan Kettering in New York City. It's one of the world's supposedly leading cancer icons. Cancer icon, Sloan Kettering. They do not restrict sugar in their diet, in the food. Forget about diet. In the meals they give out to the patients, they do not restrict sugar. Sugar is harmful and deleterious to the human body, to the cells of the body. And that doesn't mean you can't have some sugar. Like I just said, I eat my cereal, I put brown sugar on it. But I don't dump it on. I put in a little bit, but at the same token, I don't overdo it with sugar or anything. I wanted to tell you about the Sloan Kettering and sugar. Let me tell you another thing. When I was growing up in America, there was hardly anyone ever heard the word cancer. We hardly ever heard it. And I remember my mom talking to some relative on the phone and talking about someone in the part somewhere in our family. It was a teenager, actually, that got some type of cancer. And that doesn't mean that cancer is not going to happen. What is cancer anyhow? Cancer are harmful cells that harm the body, cells that tear the human body's structure apart. So, at any rate, why now you see cancer hospitals, cancer treatment, cancer programs, American Cancer Society, there's a whole bunch of doctors making millions of dollars on people that don't know better, okay? And like I said before, I'm older than all of you, okay? And I don't have cancer, and I don't drink dark colored sodas, and I don't load up with sugar. Let me tell you another thing that's harmful to our environment. You need to know about the environment. So the first thing we talked about sugar. So in the year 1903, the beginning of the century, two incredible things happened.
One
was that this fellow, whatever his name was, Charlie, was riding around on his horse. He got tired of it. And he tinkered around with some things and was able to put together the internal combustion engine. That's the engine in the automobile and the buses and all over the trucks. Internal combustion engines. Well, those engines were fantastic because they took the world from crawling to super speed space, super speed because of the fact of using engines, and the guy doesn't have to ride around on his horse anymore. Well, and that exhaust from the internal combustion engine, the exhaust leads to cancer in the environment. People breathe in the environment. And that's why cancer is increasing also. There's all kinds of other problems from that.
And the thing is that, what did I say about the, you talk about the cancer and there's something that slipped my mind.
The other fantastic thing that happened in the year 1903, remember, I'm not reading a script. I'm trying to make up a script one of these days because it's easier. But the thing is, so in the year 1903, the fellow, whatever his name was, it developed the internal combustion engine. And another great, fantastic thing happened in the year 1903. Guess what? My dad, my father, was born. My dad passed on because I'm older than my dad was. However, my dad was lucky for me, he was a fantastic person. My dad actually was a pharmacist. He also was super, super smart. And he was a fantastic, incredible artist. He painted incredible paintings of the Swiss Alps and all of that. And my dad comes from three other brothers. There were four brothers in that family. His older brother, Irving, became a gynecologist, and he was a fantastic person also. Then the younger brother, Abraham, he also became a pharmacist and all of that. So why am I telling you all these things about my family? Of course, I love my family. I love my relatives. I was born lucky. I was born into the right family.
So let's talk about something else that
came about. Listen to this. I was on a three-day medical convention,
3 days only, a weekend convention in Tokyo a number of years ago. And because when I was in the Air Force, I was in Japan for a while. And I wanted to see, and it was all, I'm older than all of you, but I'm not older than that. I wasn't in the Second World War. I was in the Air Force years later. I mean, when Korea started, right?
Okay, so anyhow. The thing is
that I happened to be walking through the lobby of the hotel in this place in Tokyo, and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me and he says, "Dr. Barton," and he's pointing at me and saying, "Dr. Barton?" He said, "Yes, but how do you know it's me?" And he held up a Tokyo Daily newspaper, and it had my picture on the front of it. My picture. I said, "My God, what did I do? I didn't rob a bank or anything. What's my picture doing on there?" He said, no, nothing like that, doctor, because you have that cancer treatment center in Miami, Florida, and people even from Tokyo, from Japan, have been going there for treatment. I know you do the aerobic testing, not testing, but the testing, the treatment, rather, where you actually put a person into a chamber. It's all plexiglass. They don't get afraid or anything like that. And they're in a paper clothes that you give them to cover themselves up. And you get oxygen, raising the oxygen level. The more you raise the oxygen level in the cell, cancer cells die off. The more you raise, there's a treatment called hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's amazing. I can't believe I'm remembering all this without looking at a script. The hyperbaric oxygen therapy raises the degree of oxygen in the cells of the body and starts killing off cancer cells. Isn't that incredible? Well, the main treatment people, American Cancer Society, and Sloan Kettering, and all these other places that treat cancer, they do not use that method. They don't use the method that actually kills the cancer cells. What do you think it's about? It's about money. Can you imagine? It's about money and stupidity. And in the teaching of medicine in the world, it could be so much better if they would only also teach how you can reduce cancer cells in the air. You can't get rid of cancer cells because all the engines of all the trucks and all the buses and all the cars all over the world create the entire ionosphere, the stratosphere. Everything is contaminated. The whole world is contaminated. That's why you need to drink pure water. So years ago in Japan, way back 1972, was experimenting with something. He took stream water from the stream. He ran it through a machine that he put together, which was ionizer and electrolysis. By doing ionization and electrolysis of the water, it actually transformed it into pure water. All the other elements were out of it. So a company was formed called, I forgot the name of the company. Oh, my God. Anyhow, it's a little machine. I mean, it's just twice the size of a toaster. It could stand on the shelf in the kitchen and hook up to the water supply. through two little nozzles, and it actually takes the water from it comes out of the water that's pumped into your house, and it goes through this process of ionization and electrolysis, and it restructures the entire water molecule into pure water. I found out about that when I met Dr. Shinya. That time he came up to me and said, Dr. Barton, that's the story I just told you before. So his name is Hiromi Shinya. He's a world-renowned gastroenterologist. Why is he world-renowned? Because he invented colonoscopy. So you know how important colonoscopy is. And he's the fellow that invented it. I bumped into him years ago in the lobby of the hotel in Tokyo. He talked me into coming over to his laboratory, and he showed me different slides of different things and processes, things that he was doing. And then he said, you need to find out about Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. K-A-N-G-E-N. I said, why? He said, because he said, you look pretty healthy. Do you take any medication? I said, no. Do you have anything that bothers you? I said, no, I don't take any medicine. I don't have anything wrong with me. And I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and he gave me certain vitamins and minerals, and he told me to do this and do that. And I'm strong, and my body fights off all these infections and things like that. He said, well, here's what we're going to do. Whatever you're doing, do you have your briefcase with you? Can you send your... Because I said I had to leave back to go back to America that afternoon. He said, I'll call the hotel and tell them to pack up everything, and your suitcase will be delivered to Miami, to your address in Miami. At my cost, don't worry about it. We're going to go rent a plane right now and fly over to Osaka, Japan. It's the other side of the island in Osaka. And when I got this Osaka, this fellow, you know, Hiromi Shinya is an incredible person. And when I got to Osaka, I saw the plant, the Kangen water plant, where they actually put these machines together. It goes on a conveyor belt. I checked into a hotel across the street because Hiromi had to go back that same day, fly back. So I stayed. I was supposed to go back to Miami. And 2 days from there, I stayed a week at that hotel. Every morning after breakfast, I walked into the, and I watched these machines being put together. So, like I said before, it's a little bit bigger than it's going to be running out of time pretty soon. But you must understand, before our 30-minute program is over, you can call in next week. Remember to call in at 347-325-3595. 347-325-3595. That's the call in to get into the show. So tell your relatives, wherever they live in the world, tell them to listen to the show. You really want to be healthy and get more out of life. You can't live forever, but that's the next step. Would anybody like to live forever? Yeah, me. I want to live forever. Okay. Get it? All right, folks. So the thing is this, that I want to tell you that you need to restart your life. Longevity is increasing. People are living longer, sicker. Drink smarter, make a difference, and learn how to regain your health. Yeah, I said before, people are living longer, sicker. People are taking 4 or 5 different prescription medications. Over the age of 45, 78% of the people in America are taking 5 or 6 or 8 different prescription medications. And the drug companies, the pharmaceutical firms are making millions and billions and billions and more billions. Guess what? They would make nothing on me because I don't take anything except vitamins, minerals, and I drink Kangen water. And I'm older than all of you. How do you like that? Okay. So the thing is, remember, we are, human beings, 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in interstitial fluid, which is actually water. All about water, no matter what they sell all over the world and everything, is all, it's all contaminated. It's all contaminated. You don't want to believe it? It's up to you. It's up to your choice. I have been drinking only Kangen water for the past 30 years or more. It's a powerful antioxidant water that helps maintain what's called the acid-base balance in the body. It helps the immune system to function. When you can attend one of my lectures, which I haven't been getting lately, but we do the show every Friday at 12 noon. So get whoever you know to listen. There's a few things. The other thing is also, I told you before about the dangers of sugar. It's not just for me. You can call Dr. Robert Lustig, L-U-S-T-I-G-M-D, Professor of Endocrinology at University of California And you can talk to Dr. Lustig or get a recording of his voice talking about the acid-base balance in human body. Now you have these companies, like I said before, the gasoline, petroleum industry, they're fracking, breaking through the earth and creating more problems. And this is just the beginning of that. Now, the Kangen water in the machine is made through the process of ionization, ionization, and electrolysis. The drinking water unit developed by the Enagic company in Osaka, Japan, restructures tap water into high molecular antioxidant pure water. Do you all follow that? I'm going to give my cell phone number out one time and one time only.
863-509-9059.
So let's continue on. There's a couple of few minutes that we have left. And just to tell you a little bit more about the fracking, the world's largest tomato farmer, the largest supplier was called Heirloom Tomatoes, and they have found levels of arsenic at 2,600 times the EPA standard in water on his land, and also found eutoxaphenol, which is another chemical from the fracking, and benzene. So all these things are happening to where our foods are being grown, and all of that. So far, let me tell you one other thing real quick, okay? Dasani water is found to contain alarming levels of cancer-causing chemicals. Dasani is banned in the UK, but not banned in America. Get it? And here's somebody that quoted, called Mike Adams, the health ranger. The radio show, I never heard of him before, just reading something now. So Mike Adams was diagnosed with cancer at Memorial Sloan Kettering, that's the one I mentioned before, for better cancer treatment. Well, cancer treatment, that makes billions of dollars. The thing is, to start off, switch over everything you're doing. Start with your water, because everything in the human body, we're 85% water. So switch over, okay? And I have incredible energy, and I told you before, and I'm older than all of you. I don't know that because if anyone in my age category, they don't listen to these things. They just listen to their doctor. They show up at their doctor every week and get a renewal for their prescription. That's healthcare in America. Get more drugs. Hey, listen, as far as the vaccine, there are certain things that are definitely necessary. We need the vaccine. We only had a minute and a half left, 90 seconds left of the show. Folks, we need to have the vaccine to control the virus. Okay, and that's it. When I do these shows, I'm telling you all different things. I'm not against taking prescription medication. Of course, I prescribed it myself for years and years, but people need to be shown another way, too. There are two paths. They could stay on one path right now, we've got a minute, 60 seconds left. Folks, remember we broadcast every Friday at high noon and 9 a.m. Pacific time. High noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we've been doing this show for about 15 years, and we're going to continue on. And there's so many other things I would love to tell you. But to all my friends back home, down in Miami, that are listening to me, let me just say this. Disfrute un fin de semana. That means have a great weekend. And we'll be talking to you again next Friday. Adios, y'all.